Hello, Raider Nation. I'm Jeanette Thompson. Welcome to Behind the Shield. It's Wednesday. We had practice today, although it is the bye week, and I am with Darius Hayward-Bay. Welcome back.
Oh, yeah. It's good to be back.
You gave us all a huge scare out there. Yeah. How much of a scare was that for your family and your friends?
Big scare for them. I mean, I remember getting my phone. After 24 hours, I had 250 text messages. And
goodness.
My mailbox was voicemail was full, so a lot of love from a lot of family and friends and from the fans, you know, saw it on Twitter, a lot of love out there.
Definitely. As a matter of fact, even during the game, there was a lot of compassion on the field for you from your teammates. Did you watch the video? Did you see?
Yeah, I seen the hit. I just act like that wasn't me. I was just be like, ooh, that person, ooh, knocked out. But other than that, you know, I act like it's not me. So when I go back out on the football field, I don't have to think about it.
Okay. But your teammates were there for you.
Yeah.
I mean, they called the help. They tell you to hold on.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, even once things were okay, they wanted to make sure and say,
right.
You're all right.
Yeah,
we'll talk to you later. Do you remember any of that, though?
I don't remember much of anything from
okay.
that. But my teammates were there for me, like you said, and I appreciate that.
They've even been here for you now, even out on the practice field. And I ran into yourself and Tyvon Branch. He does it with a little more comedic value, shall we say.
Yeah, he does.
Just to make sure that you're okay. He was kind of, you know, rubbing
make
your
sure
back,
good,
make sure you're
right.
good. You good?
Yeah.
Does he do that often with you?
I mean, he's checking on me now.
Yeah.
But, you know, defense versus offense, you know, not so much.
Okay. So you have been on the practice field. Actually, Coach Dennis Allen said that he's hopeful to have you back next week. Not sure if that's going to take place or not. How do you feel being on the field again?
Feels good to be back with my teammates for the most part. You know, just trying to go through the process of getting back into practice and getting back into shape. And, you know, the plan is to be out there for Atlanta, but we'll see what happens.
Okay. And also, you know, one game you were out of. Do you watch that? Do you evaluate it? Do you talk back to your teammates? I mean, obviously there's some things that need to be worked out. How are you, from someone that wasn't on the field but one of the team players, able to communicate, hey, this is what needs to be fixed?
Well, I mean, being, you know, watching it on TV is different, but when I had a chance to watch it with the team, you know, I had some things just to tell them, we could work on this, we could work on that. But I mean, I'm right there with them. I mean, I know how it's been. You know, we're 1-3. We got to make things happen. You know, that was the first quarter of the season, and we're very excited to get through the bye week and get things going.
It is the bye week, and a lot of people don't understand what that means. They think that you're just off the entire week, or, you know, some people think that you are still practicing and you don't have a game. How does the bye week work for you?
You know, we get 2 days of practice, and, you know, good practice is offense versus defense, the ones versus the ones, the twos versus the twos. You know, just kind of brush up on some things, and then we do get a couple of days off, but you know, being a pro athlete, you want to always, you know, stay in shape, because when Monday and next week comes around, we got to be ready to go.
Well, you beat me to the punch. I was going to ask you, do you take a bye week off, or what do you do? Do you, is this the time actually to get a little extra time to game plan for the next opponent?
I mean, you should. You know, you should always get started early. That doesn't hurt. But it's also good to get away from football. You know, it's such a long season, and guys have families, and guys haven't been home in such a long time. It's good to get back and get back to your roots. That's the way I like to look at it. And then come back ready to go.
Get a little mental break, if you
yeah.
will. Okay. Well, Raider fans, this is Darius Hayward-Bay. I'm Jeanette Thompson. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
It's always exciting to get you here. One last thing. Do you want to give a message maybe to the Raider Nation?
Hey, thank you for all the love and all the prayers out there. We're ready to go for this this next part of the season, and remember to come out to the games.
All right. Until next time, I'm Jeanette Thompson with Darius Hayward-Bay. Thanks for watching Behind the Shield.